I often find myself in conversations about what does it take to be truly innovative, and people are frequently, I think, intimidated by the prospect of being so, and believe that it is, you know, only the extraordinary who are. And actually, one could say that being innovative is extraordinary, but it's also something that human beings just do when things are not the way they think they should be. And if ever there was an example of this, I think something that happened in the UK last month is probably a case in point. Every year in September, there is a phenomenon, one weekend, known as Open House. And it was started in 1992 in the midst of a recession by Victoria Thornton, who was just very aware that there was no interest in contemporary architecture, there was very little interest in public buildings other than, as it were, the heritage industry. And she thought this was a shame, and so she got with a part-time assistant an idea to start asking people who were able to open buildings to the public to do so, with a view to encouraging more public interest in architecture. Well, you know, this might sound like a rather specialized area, and sure enough, when she began to call people and write to them, she got a resounding no from pretty much everybody. However, she wasn't put off, and she definitely had a vision of what could be. So, lo and behold, in 1992, she had a handful of buildings who had agreed, amongst which was the futuristic Lloyd's of London in the city, and a few others as well, that were very good examples of contemporary architecture. And that first year, there were all of about 100 people who benefited from this initiative. So there you go, you know, nice idea, but nothing much comes of it. Wrong. Because actually what came of it was that year on year, she kept doing it, and more people became interested. More and more buildings became open to the public. Why? Because of a rising interest combined with a realization, I think, that the owners of buildings understood that they could raise their profile by making them open to the public in this very limited way, one weekend a year. So now what have we got? Well, from 100 people in 1992, by 2011 in London, there were 250,000 people taking part in this event, and the number of buildings has just grown and grown. So by 2013, there are 800 buildings participating in this event. And not only that, the idea clearly proved very attractive. It's a concept which has spread internationally now. It's been replicated across Europe. It's gone to the States. In fact, New York has its own open house, and it has had for quite a few years. It started in, I think it was 2001. And that's got something like 185,000 people now visiting different buildings. And I think she's about to have visits from representatives from Buenos Aires and Delhi who want to replicate the idea. So the net result of this idea, born in the middle of a recession, is that there are now 20 cities around the world espousing the same idea, namely, that if you want to raise awareness of the kind of environment in which you live, you have to give people some kind of experience of good practice. What are great buildings like? And the weird thing is, you know, if you live in an urban environment, you absolutely are surrounded by buildings. You go in and out of them, and they definitely impact the quality of your life. Now, if our quality of judgment could be equally informed, we might have a better living environment. And that was Victoria Thornton's initial impetus for doing this. And I think you could say it's been a rip-roaring success. The range of buildings is extraordinary. It's not just modern architecture, it's all sorts of things. Small houses, large office complexes, you name it. And this year, by invitation only, it has to be said, you had to go in for a ballot. Number 10. Yes, absolutely. Everybody's getting in on the act. And the other thing, it's all free. Open access to everybody for the weekend. It's just a brilliant idea and a great example of how you can start from pretty much any place. It doesn't matter what the economic conditions are. And if you have an idea, don't be put off by a no. It's mad. Great. Let's make it global. Till the next time.